Welcome to episode 1410 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The eighth of these guidelines is found in Exodus 20, verse 15, and it is concise. Do not steal. The prophets of Israel speak with a particular fierceness about one form of theft, the exploitation of the poor. The prophets see systems that steal from the vulnerable, see wealth accumulated through injustice, and they cry out, Amos 8, verses 4 to 6.
Hear this, you who trample the needy and do away with the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath be ended that we may market wheat? Be skimping on the measure, boosting the price and cheating with dishonest scales, buying the poor with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, selling even the sweepings with the wheat.
Micah 6 verses 10 to 12.
Am I still to forget your ill-gotten treasures, you wicked house, and the short ephah, which is accursed? Shall I acquit someone with dishonest scales, with a bag of false weights? Your rich people are violent. Your inhabitants are liars, and their tongues speak deceitfully. Therefore, I have begun to destroy you, to ruin you because of your sins.
The prophets are not speaking against individual acts of theft. They are speaking against systems. Systems that exploit, that extract wealth from the poor, that use dishonest measures and false weights, that are structured to benefit the powerful at the expense of the vulnerable. And God, through the prophets, says, I see this. I oppose this. I will respond. What exactly is the exploitation the prophets condemn? In Amos's time, wealthy merchants were exploiting poor farmers. The farmers owed debts. When they could not pay, the merchants seized their land. The merchants then used that land to produce wealth. The poor lost everything. The wealthy became richer. Listen to what Amos describes. Skimping on the measure, boosting the price, and cheating with dishonest scales. Buying the poor with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. The merchants are using dishonest measures. They give less grain than they should for the price. They use false scales to weigh the grain, making the poor think they are getting more than they are. They accumulate the poor's debts until the poor have no choice but to sell themselves into servitude. Buying the poor with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. The language is stark. The poor are being bought and sold. Their labor is being purchased for almost nothing. Poverty is being weaponized to extract maximum value from those who have the least, and the merchants are profiting enormously. They are becoming wealthy through this exploitation. Wealth flows upward while the poor lose everything. This is theft on a systemic level, not one person stealing from another. It is a system designed to extract wealth from the vulnerable. One of the key metaphors the prophets use is dishonest scales. In the ancient world, commerce relied on scales to weigh goods. A dishonest merchant would use false weights. The merchant would claim a certain amount of grain weighs more than it actually does. The customer would think they were getting a fair deal, but they were being cheated. The false scales are a metaphor for any system that appears fair on the surface, but is actually rigged. In modern terms, think of a contract that appears to offer fair terms, but contains hidden clauses that favor one party. A lending system where interest rates and fees are structured so that borrowers cannot escape debt. An employment system where workers are paid so little that they cannot afford basic necessities. A tax system where the wealthy have loopholes while the poor pay higher effective rates. A system of fines and fees that disproportionately affects the poor and generates revenue for the government. All of these are dishonest scales. They appear to be systems that treat people fairly. But they are actually structured to extract wealth from those who have the least ability to resist. And the prophets say, God sees this. He knows how these systems work. He opposes them. The prophets are not simply condemning individual acts of dishonesty. They are condemning structural injustice. Structural injustice is when systems themselves are unjust. When laws favor the wealthy. When institutions benefit the powerful. When the structure itself is designed to extract from the poor. Consider what Micah says. Your rich people are violent, your inhabitants are liars, and their tongues speak deceitfully. Micah is saying that dishonesty is woven into the very fabric of society. It is not a few bad actors. It is the culture. It is how things work. The wealthy maintain their wealth through dishonesty and even violence. Structural injustice is difficult to oppose because it is systemic. It is not one person stealing. It is a system that steals. It is not an obvious crime. It is business as usual. But God sees it, and He opposes it. Why do the prophets focus so much on economic justice? Why is God so concerned with how wealth is distributed? Part of the reason is that God cares about the poor. Throughout Scripture, God is described as a defender of the vulnerable. He takes the side of those who have been exploited. Listen to what the psalmist says in Psalm 69, verse 33.
The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people.
God hears the cry of the poor. He does not ignore their suffering. He responds. But there is also a deeper theological reason. Economic systems reveal what we actually believe about God and about each other. If we build systems that exploit the poor, we are saying, these people do not matter. Their suffering does not concern me. I am willing to benefit from their pain. This is a rejection of God's character. It is a rejection of the command to love your neighbor. It is a rejection of the understanding that all people bear God's image and deserve dignity. God cares about economic justice because economic systems reveal our hearts. They reveal what we actually worship. They reveal whether we truly believe that all people are made in God's image. The prophets do not simply describe the injustice. They declare that God opposes it. Amos 8 verse 7.
The Lord has sworn by himself, the pride of Jacob, I will never forget anything they have done.
God will not forget. He will not ignore. He will respond. And Micah 6 verse 13.
Therefore, I have begun to destroy you, to ruin you because of your sins.
God will bring consequences. The systems of exploitation will not stand. God will tear them down. This is fierce language. This is God taking the side of the exploited and opposing the exploiters. What would the prophets say about modern economic systems? The prophets would likely see systems where workers cannot afford basic necessities despite working full-time, where the wealthy accumulate wealth at rates far exceeding their actual productivity or contribution, where loans, including credit cards, are structured to keep people in perpetual debt, where fines and fees create additional burdens on those who can least afford them, where access to quality healthcare and education depends on wealth, where corporations extract wealth from communities and leave them depleted, where financial speculation produces enormous wealth for some while harming ordinary people's ability to save and invest. The prophets would see these as modern forms of dishonest scales, and they would declare that God opposes these systems. The prophets are not simply condemning injustice. They are calling for justice. Amos 5, verse 24.
Let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-ending stream.
This is a demand. This is a call for justice to become the norm, not the exception. This is a vision of a society where righteousness flows like water. Micah 6, verse 8.
He has shown all you people what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
What does God require? Act justly. Love mercy. This is not optional. This is what God demands. The prophets are calling for systems that protect the poor, not exploit them. Honest dealing. Accurate weights. Fair exchanges. Laws that ensure everyone can meet basic needs, accountability for those who exploit others, a commitment to justice that is as fundamental as a river that always flows. Our calling is to align ourselves with God's vision of justice. Our calling is to oppose exploitation. Our calling is to work towards systems that treat all people with dignity and ensure that all people can meet their basic needs. Father, open our eyes to systems of exploitation. Help us see where we benefit from injustice. Help us understand that you care deeply about economic justice. Help us hear the cry of the poor and respond. Help us oppose systems that steal dignity and resources from the vulnerable. Help us work toward just systems where all people are treated with dignity and can meet their basic needs. Help us act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you. And help us become instruments of your justice in a world of injustice. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.